Oh, this is fine. Bedroom, bedroom. And this is the bed. Okay. And this is the house on
33rd and Drayton.
33rd and
Drayton. It's torn down now, so you can't go and inspect it.
33rd on Drayton. 33rd. Trying to think of.
That's where I stayed with my mother.
So that's between. Oh, that's north of Victory Drive, isn't it? I mean, going to town. All right, let's see. What do you call the thing on something like a union bag that the smoke comes out of?
Smokestack.
Okay. And what about one of those on a house? What would you call it?
A chimney.
And what do you call the stone area in front of a fireplace?
A hearth.
And what about a raised shelf on a stove? I think these were on a wooden stove where you could just sort of keep things warm.
A shelf.
Uh-huh. Do you have a special name for that?
A warmer? Would it be a warmer?
It might be. I'm not really familiar with this myself.
I'm not used to them kind of stores.
I think I'm going to put that little poster to you. This thing will pick up, you know, put it back in there and look at it.
Who slipped this one? Who slipped this one
out here? What do you call the things in the fireplace that the logs rest on?
I know, wait a minute.
You know what I'm talking about? Can't think of them?
A grate. Could be for the coal, what do you mean?
Yeah, now you could have a grate in that for the coal, but what about for wood? That you just lay the wood across.
Would you call it fire logs?
Well, the things that hold the wood. That often they're made out of iron or something.
Andirons.
Have you ever heard them called anything besides andirons? Do you remember?
Okay. I ain't used to them.
Did you all have fireplaces in
where you didn't have all of that.
Could you, what kind of heat?
We had a fireplace with a grate in it.
Oh, so you burned coal. Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
A mat.
Okay. And let's see, I'm going to ask you another one about wood fireplaces now. What do you call the big log that goes in the back of the other logs?
The back log.
And what do you call little pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters. Kindlings.
Now, is there a difference between splinters and kindling?
Well, I think there is. I think the kindling is kind of fat splinters. Okay. Splinters you can make out of any kind of wood.
Okay. Well, what about lightwood now? Is that?
Well, that's just, lightwood is the same thing.
As kindling?
As kindling.
Okay. What do you call the thick black stuff that collects in a chimney?
Soot.
Okay. And, let's see. What's the opposite of black?
White.
Okay. What do you call this kind of piece of furniture that I'm sitting in? Just the normal.
It's a rocker.
Okay, and but what's the more general word? Well, like, what would you call that? That's a straight.
Straight chair.
Okay. What do you call a long piece of furniture that maybe?
Sofa.